There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke in the noise. A fool had a good part in the play. If it's so, would I still be here today? It's quite peculiar in a funny sort of way. They think it's very funny, everything I say. Get a load of him, he's so yeah.
ORK, we just heard there. Good track called Dream of Black Dust from their Inflamed Rides album. I guess when you're inflamed, your hot rods with flames on the sides, right? Yeah. Supersized, super speed, super cars. Yeah. Never was really my thing, but I kind of dig them in some way. Just other people can put their money into that. It's not my cup of tea to do such. But I do like to admire them from afar, so hey, you know. I actually think it's freaking cool, actually. It's just nothing I ever wanted to invest in. Absinthe, Jim and Me from Masters Reality from their album Pine/Crossover, actually. Is it the Dover, the Delaware, the Dover River? I don't know what that means. Actually, really, it's kind of a cryptic title for me. Great band. Absinthe, Jim and Me. What a fun track that is. Madman Across the Water, title track from Elton John's 1971 release. Oh, what a good track that is. Elton John had a lot of really... I think some of his best work was the stuff that wasn't the most popular. The classics. I mean, Tiny Dancer and, you know, Candle to the Wind. And, you know, there's a lot of great, you know, Your Song. Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of great hits. I mean, the guy was genius. And him and Bertie Taupin did some, and his lyrics were fantastic. But Madman Across the Water is one of my favorites. And that's probably not one of his more popular tracks, but I like it quite a bit. Tinderbox, Susie and the Banshees, 1986 release. There was a track called This Unrest. That started our set off tonight. That was this set. It was this, which was the penultimate set. We are about to approach the final set. Previous interlude was Combustible Edison, The Carnival of Souls from I Swinger. And this is the Red Hot Chili Peppers from their debut record in 1980. What year was this? 1981? No, it was later than that. 1984, yeah. 1984, debut record, Red Hot Chili Peppers, yeah. Grand Papi Du Plenty is the name of this track. I do enough. Leave me alone. Yeah, get off my lawn. All right, so hey, if you have interest in being a DJ here at Radio Valencia, we are looking for such people. We have a lot of open slots, and if you go to our website and check out our calendar, you'll just see just how many of them there are. So we have a lot of slots open for DJs with good ideas, and you don't have to sound like anybody else on the station. Matter of fact, we prefer that you don't. I mean, if you do, that's not necessarily a strike against you. But, you know, hey, we are looking for unique content out there. We're looking for people who are passionate about doing it. So go to shows at radiovalencia.fm on our website there. Also, download the app. Take us with you wherever you go. Yeah. And then also, if you're not inclined to do a show, but you really like taking us where you go, and you like what we do here, please do donate. We have a donate button on that same side. All in the same location. All this stuff's right in the same place on the right-hand side. A couple drops down before the little place where it says play. Yeah. All right. So, and then, of course, all of our shows are archived on podcasts. You see that podcast link at the top. You can go check out this and any other show that you want to. All right. So, what am I going to play next? I'm going to play some Radiohead. Idiotech. Yeah, from Kid A. On Radio Valencia, I'm the Alchemist. This is the Conflux Cornucopia Cerebrum Cocktail Hour. We'll be right back. It's that time of night again. I always get to this part of the show where I'm like about to do the last track, and sometimes that's as long as it's going to be tonight, like 12, 15 minutes or whatever, but the last 4 to 15 minutes of the 4-hour set, it just comes on me so quick. I have so much good time bringing this to you, and I hope you enjoy it, and I can see that a good number of you stick around for the entire show. I think that's fantastic. And, you know, I want to thank each and every one of you out there who does. But if you pop in and pop out, hey, I understand. We got busy lives. I don't always have time to do everything that I would like to do, including listening to this show. You know, hey. But, hey, for every one of you and every moment you spend with me, I'm grateful, eternally grateful. Waiting Room, Fugazi, yeah, 1990. 13 songs, the name of that album. Excuse me. Oh, boy, that reminds me of the Terminator. That was a club up here in San Francisco. Three levels. One of the best club I ever frequented. Three levels. You had live music in the basement level, and then plus it also had areas where you could just kind of sit and talk with people, kind of out of the sound blast, which is really cool. And then, like, the main floor was, like, dancing, and had, like, industrial punk, you know, kind of music kind of going on. And then the top level had, like, pool and video games and shit like that. It was fun. You had everything you ever could possibly want. And then, of course, a bar. And, you know, it was a bit of a meat market, you know. Had a lot of good times there. Yeah. Anyway, so besides Waiting Room there, you had War Paint from Undertow, a track called Undertow from the album The Fool. Saw them open up for Queens of the Stone Age. Ooh, what a great band. Hypnotizing, mesmerizing, kind of like, I don't know, I guess it'd be like Merfolk. Yeah, yeah. Pendulous Skin by a Mastodon from Blood Mountain. And, yeah, that's a band that never put out a bad record. Yeah, right. Twinkler from Baroness from their album, double albums, Yellow and Green. It was from the Yellow disc. And then we opened up the set with Radiohead, Idiotech from Kid A. And this is a Natural Yogurt Band. And, yeah, I hope you've had a great time tonight. I'm going to say goodnight. We're going to send you off with a nice long track here from the Mars Volta. Yeah. I'm the Alchemist. And this has been Radio Valencia and the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. This is La Via Cas, Mars Volta from the album Francis the Mute, year 2005. Enjoy, folks. I'll see you next week.
Oh. Mostly.